Welcome to Urban Wilderness, the official Turkey Mountain podcast. I'm Tip Crowley.
And I'm Ryan Howell.
And on today's episode, we continue our discussion on the new work out at Turkey Mountain. So far, we've talked about the new downhill trails as well as the uphill connector between the lower and upper lots. On this episode, you'll find out what else is happening at Turkey Mountain over the next few phases. And we'll talk about trail work in places all across the state, including brand new trails in the area of Turkey Mountain. So don't go anywhere. This is Urban Wilderness.
Support for this podcast comes from Fleet Feet Tulsa Broken Arrow, hosting a variety of races annually, including 5Ks, half and full marathons, and trail races. For more information or to register, visit fleetfeettulsa.com/races. From Switchback Training Systems, a one-stop solution for multi-sport and cycling athletes, offering personalized coaching from certified instructors and mountain bike and multi-sport skills clinics in Tulsa and Claremore. More information at switchbackmtb.org. And from Team MySide Fitness, a partner of RSU Radio, promoting a healthy community with support from Bicycles of Tulsa, Sando's Modern Deli, The Local Bison, and Atomic Foods. More information at WTFistmf.com.
So Ryan, we've talked about how to get to the top of Turkey Mountain. Let's talk about how to get back down.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're a hiker or a biker, you're going to go up the same way you came down. You're going to have that all-up trail to go down, and it'll have a big staircase you can hike down, or you can go return on the kind of the more mountain bike optimized downhill trail or uphill trail. So you'll have a way to get down. You'll have kind of two options. It'll all kind of flow into what's the yellow trail. So the yellow trail during that section is getting redone. The first downhill dedicated mountain bike only trail is going to be rated a green level. That's beginner level. And that actually has some very specific qualifications to it. So it'll never have more than a 7 or 8% grade going all the way down. And it'll be something that, you know, will be rollable throughout. So for people who are like, I want some jumps and stuff like that, there will be places built into it where if you know how to power and, you know, get power and speed at the right time, you'll be able to make a jump out of like a couple of double rollers, those kind of things. But for the most part, you're going to see a lot of rollable features, very easy for beginners, because a beginner that comes to Turkey Mountain is going to be able to really easily make it up the hill. We need them to be able to easily make it down. Now, that's not to say it's not going to be a lot of fun. Within the first 50 feet, I saw four different berms, and there's more like a, you know, they're going to have a feature at the top that'll be kind of serve as a drop-in. But I posted a photograph online the other day, and apparently it's a roll-in. It's not a drop-in. That was my bad. But it's like a stone structure. You'll bicycle to the top of it, and then you can roll in. And from that very top point, when you two pedal strokes to roll in, you're not going to have to do a pedal stroke the entire rest of the way, all the way down the hill. And for our mountain bikers, that's going to be incredibly fun. And it's kind of like some people haven't experienced these downhill trails before, but from the first, you know, 100 feet that they've built, it's like more like a slalom, like a, you know, downhill ski slalom, where you're just like kind of going one berm to another berm, like not switchbacks per se, but just kind of embankments that you slalom back and forth between. And then in between those embankments are little features, rollers, you know, maybe a tabletop here and there, those kind of things, and able to get all the way down. And so that's that first green trail. And that green trail is going to go in the area of where the blue trail currently exists. So we are decommissioning the blue trail in that area. So I know that's probably going to, you know, upset some people, but we need to make room for some of these mountain bikers to get downhill. And these slopey areas are the best areas for downhill mountain bike areas. And so we are optimizing and choosing to do that. So we are decommissioning that section of the blue trail. That loop and the trail around the pond that people often associate with blue is still going to be there. It's still going to stay. It's just that, and if anybody's hiked the blue trail up the hill recently, you know that it's not a trail anymore. It's a drainage ditch that all that water comes rushing down. And so we need to mitigate that erosion and restore it anyway, because it's so bad right now. And this all-up trail will get you to the same spot that the blue trail did. It'll get you right back up to the top, and then you can still do that little blue loop around the pond. But that downhill green trail is going to go there. And then on the kind of so that green trail, that downhill green trail where the blue trail is kind of between yellow and what people know as Lip Buster. Lip Buster is that big hill right underneath the power lines, that, like that trail that just goes straight up the hill, that is a gnarly trail. Well, this green trail is kind of just inset into the woods a little bit, and it goes all the way down to the bottom, meeting the yellow trail. And then it'll probably be almost half a mile long, you know, like a downhill flow trail where you won't have to touch the pedals once. Mm-hmm. I think mountain bikers are going to enjoy that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to build a blue trail. And the blue trail and the black trail are going to start kind of on the point of Turkey Mountain. So if you're familiar, again, with Turkey, think about the highest point. It's on the Yellow Ridge Trail at the very southern tip. You can look out from there and see, you know, Oral Roberts University and the Jones Airport. It's just, so it's at the very southern tip. That's going to serve as a central hub where those two trails and hopefully more will originate from, depending on how far the budget stretches. So there'll be a downhill black trail for expert levels, and then there'll be a blue trail. And that blue trail is probably going to be like in the neighborhood of 0.4 miles. And the black trail, I think, will probably be about a half mile. Those will be very, like, you will need to be a more expert level mountain biker to get down those, even just to start those trails. Like, if you get on a black trail and you don't know what you're doing, you're gonna make a mistake, and it's gonna, you know, cost. So we're gonna have a lot of signage and education about those things, and we'll probably also put something called a feature gate at the very beginning of each trail. Like, so on the black trail, if you can't do a 3-foot drop, you can't get on that trail. It'll be something along those lines. Or if you can't do if you can't jump like a some sort of gap or something along those lines, mm-hmm. it'll have a kind of a qualification gate that'll kind of help prevent people from getting on it. And then, you know, going down those trails, you know, it's going to be very feature rich. It's going to be very technical. Like, you're going to have to be very quick and on your toes, especially that Black Hill Trail one. And that black trail is going to go down, and it's going to have a very cool, like, there's an area of Turkey Mountain. Some people call it the God Rocks. It's a cliff face that's currently heavily spray painted, but you can walk out to it, and it's an overlook for like Oral Roberts University. It's underneath some power lines, but that black trail is actually going to drop through that cliff face. And so it's going to be kind of a cool area feature that'll happen. And then those blue and black trails will wind up at the entrance to the Lochi Trail. So you'll be able to just turn the corner and go straight onto Lochi. And those were waiting on construction, so those haven't gone under construction yet. We're going to finish this downhill green trail and this all-up trail. Those are our two priorities to start in phase two right now. And so that's going to remake the thing. That's going to, you know, and I will say that's probably going to be like one of the biggest headaches for people, is because those trails are so heavily trafficked right now that we're going to have a lot of detour signs and we're going to have a lot of trail closures. And so it's going to, you know, we just ask for your patience and kindness as we work through all this stuff. But just know that there's a lot of cool features coming, and that an easier way is just around the corner.
Yeah, it's one of those things where the end result definitely justifies the minor inconvenience that you have for that short period of time. Speaking of time, is there a time frame for phase two, maybe even some of the more advanced trails getting started?
Yeah, so we're with the green downhill trail. That'll probably take on the neighborhood of 2 months to complete. So maybe by the end of June. We'll say by the end of June we'll get that downhill complete. But that downhill green trail, we're actually going to open up in three different sections. I went and mapped it out with the trail crews the other day. So we're going to open up the top third, which goes, so it'll go down about a third of a way, and then we're going to open it up, and it's going to spit out onto the power line trail where it's actually a little section where there's an easy climb back to the top. And so you'll be able to session just that little and be able to flow check it. And that'll actually be very helpful, because that will be an opportunity for people to provide feedback on these downhill flow trails, just like we did with the Millennium Trail. We opened that up at like kind of a half mile at a time, and people had options to provide feedback. And so we'll be seeking out that feedback again, and then we can incorporate that into the trails as we build lower. So people might say, you know, hey, this is a green trail, but can you do this or can you do that? Like, you know, because there's a lot of mountain bikers out there with, you know, expertise from riding around the United States, and they know some features that they'd like to see. And so we're going to open up kind of in three different chunks. So, I mean, I anticipate the first chunk probably open in the next couple of weeks, honestly. And then, you know, but to complete the whole open thing. And once we get it all the way down, you know, we also want to make sure that we have a route for you to get back up, because right. It won't be that fun to ride all that way down, you know, when you have to turn around and hike your bike back up. But I'm sure everybody would do it because, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be worth it. And I think the hikers and runners are going to love the easy way up, and then having that giant staircase. And so the all up is going to take a little longer to do. The team that's on it, they're going to build the whole dirt path first, and then a different crew is going to come in and build that rock staircase feature. So we'll have that dirt path all the way up open and first, and then we'll work on that rock staircase next. So and then the downhill black lines, they're bringing in a different crew completely that hasn't been out to Turkey before. Well, they have been out to Turkey to like look at lines and stuff like that, but they're bringing in one of their expert who does a lot of their, like, if you've ridden a lot of progressive lines, this particular builder, he does a lot of their more technical builds for these black lines for those mountain bikers. So he's coming up. He's doing a job in Austin right now. And then whenever he completes that job, and that's an unknown time frame, he'll be able to come and mobilize up here. But as of right now, I mean, we have three different trail crews working out at Turkey Mountain on three different areas. And so they're just cruising along. We anticipate phase one to be done in its entirety probably around July, August at this point. Since right now we only have one crew focused on phase one. Our other two crews right now are already into phase two, and so they're cooking right along. So we anticipate phase two to probably be fully completed, you know, by spring of 2023, and then we'd be moving into phase three.
Well, I love seeing on social media the photos of you out there pulling down tape and opening up new lines, and it seems like it's just kind of flying by right now. So
I know every couple of weeks my floorboard in my pickup truck is just full of flagging tape because I get to be the one to go out, luckily, and tear it down. And
that sounds like a fun job.
Get on it first. Legally get on it first.
There you go.
One thing, you know, people have been asking about is trail names. And I do want to let everybody know that we are absolutely working on naming trails. We have a group of volunteers from the Tulsa Urban Wilderness Coalition who are our trail naming committee. And they are helping to name a lot of these trails. And, you know, one of the things we're doing is we're getting out there. We're getting the trail mostly built. We're getting the alignment aligned out. And we're allowing them to experience the trail. And then we had a big contest where people submitted names, and I give them those sheets of names for inspirations. So the name Soda Pop was actually a name that was submitted in our online contest for that trail. And so several people, actually three or four people, suggested the name Soda Pop for that trail. So if you were one of the people that submitted back in there, you never know. Your trail name might be the one picked out. So, oh, and then another loop. So I should say about the trail names too is, you know, a lot of the trail sections we're still working on what the final map will be, you know, because there's a lot of trails out there, and a map of Turkey Mountain is going to have a lot of information on it. And one of the ways that we're going to be able to succinct that information is instead of naming every single trail, to name loops instead. And you can still have individual trail names. Those can be like the segment names, like for people's Stravas or your trail forks or whatever. But on our big map, we're probably just going to name and identify several different loop options. And so, for instance, the trails Millennium and Hai Chi, and then that connector that's like kind of the ridge to point connector on the south end, that's going to be called the Stay Gold Loop. And it'll be Stay Gold Loop, and then it'll be the Yellow Loop, and then the Soda Pop Loop. And so those will be kind of in and amongst each other. So it'll simplify the map, but the trail names like Millennium and Hai Chi will remain. So I think on the signage that we're going to put out there, like, because we've got 70 or 80 trail markers that are going to have to get put in, and they're going to be like, it's going to say like Stay Gold Loop Millennium Trail or something like that, you know, so that people know they're on the right loop, yeah. but then they can identify which specific trail they're on.
Well, I think there are different points of view on it. I myself kind of like the adventure of how dispersed it is and not knowing which trail I'm on it at, you know, the first time I'm on it. But yeah, a lot of people do go out there, and we've talked about this in the past. They've gotten lost before, or they go out and they're like, you know, you're riding along and you run into somebody and they say, hey, is this so-and-so trail? And those markers are going to be really nice to have for, especially with all of the new people who will be coming out and visiting the mountain in the future. So that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, one of the things we, you know, a lot of the feedback we got was wayfinding and just how difficult it is to, and I've even heard, you know, and so everybody knows we are working on it. They're like, well, you built all these trails. Why haven't you put signs on them telling people what's going on?
Patience. Patience.
Well, it is patience is a thing, but also like, you know, we've given the builders kind of like they've outlined where the trails are going to go, but like they might pivot and change some things. And so because, you know, they have the freedom to like, you know, they might come to a spot and be like, hey, you know what? We identified this area earlier. We're actually going to move the trail up here. It's going to intersect with a different trail now. Like, and so the trail map plan, the map and the marking plan is something that'll have to come after we get the trails completed just because of the nature of it. And I mean, we are working on it. I already have designs for what the post will look like. You know, it's going to be like a square post buried in the ground. It's going to have like, you know, if you've ridden Claremore Mountain Bike Trails or Lubell Mountain Bike Trails, it's going to have a very similar feel to those, you know, in terms of style and look. And we're going to put more information on it because Turkey Mountain's a little bigger. We're going to have like every post is going to be numbered. So you can say, hey, I'm at post 72 or 15. So if you do have some emergency, you'll be able to call 911 and be like, yeah, my friend, you know, fell down and they hurt themselves. And I'm at, you know, post 17. Here at Turkey Mountain, they'll have a map that shows you the event. And then we'll have like QR codes on every single post too that'll say like you're at point 72. Scan this QR code for a map of Turkey Mountain. They'll scan the QR code, a map of Turkey Mountain will come up with all the numbers on it and be like, oh, I'm at post 72. You know, so we've got to wait till a lot of those intersections get done. And I know this is getting into the weeds for a lot of people, but you know what? Some people enjoy the weeds. But it is coming, and and I get the pleasure of having to put a lot of those posts in the ground myself, so I'm looking forward to doing like 70 plus posts and markers and stuff like that. So it is going to take some time, is coming.
I'm looking forward to being able to hit up Uber or DoorDash or one of those places. Hey, I'm out at Turkey Mountain post 17. I'm out of energy. Send me a sandwich.
Sandwich, yeah.
So, there's so many little things coming as well. Not that you having to put 72 whatever posts in the ground is a little thing. That's probably a pretty big job.
Yeah, it's going to be work.
But, you know, the things that will really round out the whole project, those are coming and it's just so exciting to see all this happen. And
yeah, it's going to enhance user experience a lot. And like right now, just speaking of other things, I like to throw out as much information as possible because you might have seen some work along Powerline Trail recently. And that's actually the Powerline company. They come out every few years and they maintain and improve kind of their access route up and down the Powerline Trail. And they needed to bring in a lot of gravel and dirt for a couple of highly eroded areas, which benefits trail users, you know, a lot too, because a lot of mountain bikers, you see a lot of runners and hikers on Powerline Trail, but you don't see a lot of mountain bikers because you can't mountain bike that trail. But now, like, there's going to be sections of it that you can, which is very good. So, and that's a very popular trail that people really love too. And so now it's going to be a little bit easier access, and it's also going to provide emergency access for vehicles. So, if the fire department needs to take their UTV up to the Pepsi Lake or something like that to do a rescue, then they'll have that option as well. So
yeah, that's amazing. And anyone who's ever tried to ride Powerline, I mean, I've ridden it with some Cat 1 riders before, but that's a tough one. So that's cool. That's good to hear that's being maintained as well. So yeah, lots of big things happening up at Turkey Mountain, and the future is obviously very exciting for hikers and bikers and people who like the outdoors, and obviously for Tulsa River Parks as well. not only is the future really exciting for Turkey Mountain, but there are also so many other parks in the area that are developing trails and ways to get more people out into nature. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other initiatives going on?
I can. If you are a fan of trails in Tulsa right now, it is probably the most exciting time in Tulsa's history. And I mean that with all of my heart. Because everybody has, for the longest time, known about Turkey Mountain. And a lot of people, when they think about hiking in Tulsa, that's the only word that comes to their lips. That's the only place they can think about. But little do you know that several, not one or two, but several different places in Tulsa are building new trail. And they're all within like 15 minutes of each other. So I'm going to start up at Keystone Ancient Forest, right? They just recently completed another 6 mile loop of a hiking trail. Now, Keystone Ancient Forest is part of a nature preserve, so they only allow hiking at this point, but it's a really great option. And they don't allow dogs except for once every other week. So because it's part of a nature preserve, but they have lots of parking, they have a nice restroom facility, and they have lots of trails. So they have about, I think they're up to like 15 miles of trail out there now. And so go to Keystone Ancient Forest. Right now, everybody, a lot of mountain bikers are familiar with Lubell Park. Lubell Park has about a 2 mile loop, and the guys, Bike Club and Rogue Trails that built Lubell Park are expanding into Bales Park. Bales Park. Everybody's like, whoa, what's Bales Park? I've never even heard of this park. Well, you're at Turkey Mountain, and you're on the far west side of Turkey Mountain. You might know there's like a pink loop or the campaign trail or the tire dump trail, as people call it, where you can overlook 75. And when you're looking across 75 to a wooded area, that's Bales Park. Bales Park is on the west side of I-75, just north of the 61st. And there's some apartment complexes over there right on 61st. Then there's some baseball fields. And then right north of that baseball field, there's about a 40-acre wilderness. Rogue Trails, working in partnership with Bike Club, is building a 3 mile loop over there. Here's the exciting part. It's right next door to Turkey Mountain. But you're like, oh, that's cool. I wish they could connect it. We are going to connect it. Oh, did you just get goosebumps? Yes, you did. And so what happened was we've kind of known, we had a master plan in place back in 2019, and we had envisioned that Bales Park would one day become activated to provide additional trails, because we identified it as an area that was wooded, it was public property, we could put trails back there, or we would hope trails would go back there. We hoped we would be able to do it one day, but the Bike Club guys beat us to it, and we're all the merrier for it. But we knew that we wanted to connect them, and we identified through the master plan process a connection underneath the 75 bridge and Mooser Creek. We said, well, if there's some way we can get under the 75 bridge and get by Mooser Creek, then, you know, we can get over to Bales Park. Stars aligned, and like weeks later, after we got the, you know, the master plan done, ODOT came knocking on our door. Because we're one of the neighbors, and they said, hey, you know, in a few years, which we're now experiencing, we're going to redo the 75-44 interchange. You guys are adjacent landowners. We just wanted to say hello. And we said, whoa. Hey, can you build us a ledge underneath the 75 bridge? And they're like, yeah, that sounds no problem at all. And so ODOT right now is building this connector for us. So you're going to be able to ride Turkey Mountain. You're going to be able to ride through the YMCA, take a ledge on the south side of Mooser Creek, underneath Mooser Creek, and then take that back up to Bales Park on the Bales Park side, ride that loop. There is some other exciting things. We're working on trying to connect Bales Park to Lubell Park. That's future plans, and we are working on that. Hopefully it'll be successful one of these days, but just know that we are working on trying to connect that. So in the next 4 or 5 years, it might very well be possible that you can park your car at Lubell Park. You can ride all the way to Turkey Mountain and ride all of Turkey Mountain's features all the way down to the Lochi and the Mochi, and then ride all the way back up without ever having to touch pavement. It's a goal that we have in mind, but who knows if we'll be able to get there, but we are working towards that. In addition to so that's going to add about, between Lubell, Bells, and any connectors that we might be able to get, we're going to add about 7 miles of trail west of Turkey Mountain that'll be connected to Turkey Mountain. So in addition to the 30-plus miles of trail, you've now got 7 or 8 west of Turkey Mountain. When Gilcrease Museum recently announced that they were going to redo the museum, and they tore it down. They have about 400 acres that they are going to renovate with trails. They're going to put in about 12 or 13 miles of trails in the property behind the Gilcrease Museum, so kind of northwest Tulsa, north of Turkey Mountain. And so that's going to be multi-use trails. It's going to be for hiking and mountain biking. So we're very excited about that. That's an area that's never been used before for hiking trails, and they're going to open it up to that. We just got word that Chandler Park is looking at Chandler Park. There's 2 or 3 miles of trail. Some people are familiar with it, some people aren't, but they have room to add in several miles of trail out there. And so they too are looking at adding trails there. Bartlesville just announced some trail systems. Tahlequah just announced some trail systems. And those are the ones I know of. And those are, you know, a pretty quick drive, you know, in addition to what we have up here in Claremore, you know, the 20 miles at Claremore Lake. I mean, within the next 5 years, you're going to see probably 100 miles of sustainable, professionally built trails within 30 or 45 minutes of Tulsa. And wow. I mean, if that didn't just give you goosebumps, I mean, there's nothing will, because it's just, it's so amazing that all of this inertia and momentum is behind trail building right now. And we do feel that Turkey Mountain has luckily been, you know, the soul and heart of a lot of outdoorsmanship. But we're looking forward to sharing the limelight. We're looking forward to having lots of options for places for people to go, not just Turkey Mountain, because although we love having you all here, sometimes it's a little crowded and it's hard for our staff to maintain, you know. But it's just going to mean more options for more people. It's going to bring more people to the woods, and we can't be more excited about it.
Like you mentioned, that's only what we can talk about in the time that we have here. There are so many more trail systems out there, and that doesn't include even Oklahoma City area and in between here and there. So there's so much excitement when it comes to outdoor activities right now, and it's so cool to see that expanding and being on people's radar, because that means more people are healthy. That means there are more options for people who may have mobility issues, who still want to go outdoors and have a similar experience. It's so exciting to see everything that's happening right now. And if a place as small as Vianne can get a world-class mountain bike and hiking trail system, then it can happen absolutely anywhere. And it's just so cool to see these places pop up. And no disrespect to Vianne by any means, but I don't think that 10 years ago any of us expected to see some of the woodwork and the expert trail building that they've had out there. It's just really wonderful to see.
Speaking of cool features, I don't know if I can talk about this, but I'm going to try and mention it.
Okay.
We are going to try and put something at Turkey Mountain that'll be iconic.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Okay. Okay. Well, now you're getting everybody all...
We're working on it. If you've seen some of the features at like Vianne or Kohler Mountain, just think about something like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess that means they'll just have to keep listening to future episodes
to find out what's going on. Urban wilderness.
So no matter which phase we're on with the new trails at Turkey Mountain, there's always new stuff coming in. There are new trails that you can go explore. If you haven't been out to Turkey Mountain in a while, go make a trip. It's absolutely worth it. And many of your favorite trails from before are still there and totally intact. And there are so many more new trails that allow you to go faster, or they allow you to jump out there if you're new to mountain biking or new to hiking. And we're so excited to see what happens in the future out at Turkey Mountain. So thanks for listening to this episode of Urban Wilderness.
And a shout out to our sponsors, Fleet Feet, Tulsa, Broken Arrow, Team My Side Fitness, and Switchback Training Systems.
Well, thank you so much again for tuning in to Urban Wilderness. This is a production of RSU Radio and a partnership with the Tulsa River Parks Authority. And of course, thanks to Ryan Howell for coming up here and spending time talking with us about Turkey Mountain. Ryan, if you don't know, is pretty much in charge of the maintenance and everything that happens out at Turkey Mountain, along with another few people, but he's the main person. So if you're ever out there and you see a tree down, you know that at some point Ryan's going to be out there with a chainsaw.
That's true.
Chasing it down and following your vague trail directions to where it actually is.
So, and if you see me out there, feel free to stop me and say hello and tell me either how much you love or hate what I'm doing.
Well, and also, and I'll throw this out there as well, Ryan is new to mountain biking as well. So if you see him out there, maybe, I don't know, follow him around because he knows the best places to go ride. But
the other day, I must have looked like the coolest guy in the world because I had, because the mountain bike now is the easiest way to get around. It's the most efficient way. So I had to go get a tree down, and I had to like throw a chainsaw over my back, you know, and I'm mountain biking through the woods with the chainsaw on my back. I mean, people must have looked at me like I was a psychopath, but
I would have looked at you like, wow, that guy is really cool. So I think it's all about the perspective of the, yeah, of the viewers. Well, anyway, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time right here on Urban Wilderness.
So go get lost at Turkey Mountain.